So he is more merciful than Krishna and Radha, because combined mercy is there. So we have hope that if he will take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will give so much mercy to us that in very short time, we can realize all these things and we can make successful our life. So he is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jayati nija padabja prema dana avatarnam vivida madhurimabdhi kopi kaisura gandhi gata paramajda santam jasya chaitanya rupad anubhava padabham tam prema gaupesu nityam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take the mood of Srimati Rasya. And he was sleeping, lamenting, rolling on the earth. Oh Krishna, where you are? Where you are? Where you are? Tears coming like Ganges and Jamunas. Right? Sometimes we become in Gambhira, on the coast of sea, like Kurma, tortoise. Sometimes a very big sea, like ghost. Anyone cannot imagine the mode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It has not written in Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere what became the mood of Srimati Radhika when he was feeling so much separation when Krishna went to Mathura and to Dwarka. Same mood was there in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always weeping, lamenting like so. So his all sattvic vikar, ashtasattvic, and full esteem, fullest. Sometimes it used to be like dead body. Sometimes wonderful moves were there. So he is praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you should come in my heart that I can really and fully I can give my thought, what I have realized in my samadhi, in trance, I can write. Then he prayed Radhika Pranam. After that, Jayati Jayati Vrindavaname Tanmurari Priyatamati Sadhu Santa Vaikuntha Vasat Ramesha Sadaka Palayan Jatra Gopi Saita Madhura Venu Vardhan. Where Krishna, taking his four floats, having some peak of feather here, threefold, very beautiful face, a smiling, playing on floor, sometimes with corner of his eyes, crooked eyes, is seeing towards Srimati Radhika. With cows surrounded by lakhs and lakhs, cows and lakhs friends. Varaha Piram Natavara Bapu Karnayo Karnikaram Bibhradavasaha Kanaka Kapisam Vaijayanti Chamana Randhana Venuradhar Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Brindai Brindarannam Sapadaramanam Pavishat Gita Sirsi. Having a very beautiful yellow flower here, like Matwala, like
men.
No. Like young boys, very, very beautiful. And Mastamala. What? Mastamala?
No fear.
Like boys in India, they took their like and yeah, their hair here, there, and go. Like that. Very beautiful. His clothes like thunderbolt. And his face like new this cloud giving water. Just like. Very beautiful. And less the cowbirds were there. And then, oh, Kanai, Kanai, Jai Ho, Teri Jai Ho. like this, playing all. And gopis are looking from corners or from windows, from groves, and they are doing aarti of Krishna by their loving eyes. And Krishna is accepting. When he Krishna saw towards Srimati Radhika, float fell down. His Pitambar fell down. He was trembling. He was trembling, Krishna. And at once he began to shake and to go on the ground. But Madhvangal was there. Oh, what are you doing? Your father is here. Mother is here. Then Krishna was there. The Krishna is going and we're dancing with all the gopis. This Vrindavan, I do pranam to this Vrindavan. Vrindavan is himself Krishna. Aradhyo Bhagavan Braji Satanya Taddhama Vrindavan. So he is doing pranam to Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? Krishna himself. Krishna can never give up Vrindavan. And he cannot play his flute other in other places, in Mathura and Dwarka and anywhere. No, never. Here he is the son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. So Krishna, beautiful Vrindavan. When Krishna took his birth in Vrindavan, Jayati te dhikam janmana braja swarate indira swasvadatrahi daita drishatam dikshutavaka svaidhrita sava swang vichinmati. When Krishna took birthplace in the from the womb of Yashoda, Vrindavan was so decorated, so beautiful, marvelous. Himself Lakshmi, the wife of Narayan, came in Vrindavan and began to bloom here there. He planted so many beautiful flowers. Yamuna was so much decorated, lot of flowers everywhere, and bees hammering everywhere. They were taking madhu from one flower to one flower, became mad all day. And Krishna is the same. And he is taking madhu from all the gopis and he became mad. So I am doing pranam to this Vrindavan. So Jayati, Jayati Vrindavan me tan murari. Where Krishna always playing with all the gopis and cowherd and the cows. Very beautiful land. Eternal land. This land is. Then he is telling Jamuna pranam. Jamuna is not a river, but a current of prem, madhu, madhu prem, gopi prem. Some kajal from the gopi's eyes came out and she became like this. Or Krishna always being in her eyes and so Jamuna became black. So Jamuna, water is not water. What is this? More than nectar. Itself Krishna prem is. If anyone remember Jamuna, meditate, or he will take bath in Jamuna, he will be like that. Then you should not go there. If you want to be happy in this world with your father, mother and children, wife and husband, don't go to Vrindavan. If you are going anyhow, but don't go to that ghat, Kesi ghat. And anyhow, by unluckily you reach there. But remember one thing, you should not go in the temple of Govinda. You can do parikrama from outside, don't enter. And if you will enter, what will be? You will forget your wife, husband, children and everyone. And you will be like mad and always, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, where Krishna? Street beggar we will be. So I am doing pranam to that very Jamuna. She is Vishakha, not anything else. Vishakha has come in the shape of Yamuna to serve Radha, Krishna, conjugal and all there. He became Kalindi in Dwarka. Dwarka. Manifestation of this Vishakha or Yamuna there. So Yamuna is not mother. Yamuna, don't tell Yamuna mother. What?
Yamuna Devi.
Yamuna Devi. Yamuna Maharani. Wife of Krishna, not wife but beloved of Krishna, a sakhi of Srimati Radhika. You can tell only Yashoda Maiya, Rohini Maiya, not anyone else, not Yamuna or Tulasi, Brinda Maiya, otherwise they may angry. Yamuna Devi, Brinda Devi, Brinda Maharani, like these all. Then? Oh, yes. They are waiting all.
Sanatana Goswami
is praying to Govardhan. Govardhano jait sail kula dhurajo gopi gabi udito, like this. He is doing pranam to Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti is not only sentiment of mind or heart or anything. She is also transcendental bhakti. Srimati Radhika, actually, Swarup Shakti, there are three modes of Swarup Shakti, that is of Radhika. Here, Ananda, Sambit and Ananda. Sambit. And Hladini mixing together, the sum and substance of that is called Shuddha Sattva. Always in the associates of Vrindavan, of Krishna. It descends in any heart, then it is called Bhakti. So he is doing pranam. So I will explain tomorrow in the morning class how he is doing pranam to Govardhan and Namdev. Jayati jayati namananda rupam murare viramita nija dharma dhyana puja dijatma katamapi sukridatam muktidam praninam jat paramamritamekam jivanam bhushanam me. So I will explain tomorrow, because doctor has told me not to speak so much, otherwise some problem may come. I wanted to explain so much in a day, 2, 3, 4 hours, but excuse me. So wait till tomorrow. More and more three pastimes of Krishna and all this will come, which add your bhakti. Bhakti is not exercise of body or mind or anything, or of tongue. A bhakti will come itself mercifully in our heart, then we can realize, otherwise not. She will see, oh, now he is qualified for bhakti. Then he will appear in our tongue, in our all senses, and it will be like tadatma, then we will realize. Otherwise cannot realize what is bhakti. So we are doing pranam in the lotus feet of Sanatana Goswami, that he has mercifully gave this book to preach and to hear, and thus making giving his mercy to all. Gaur Pramanam.